With less immigration and fewer imported goods, he reasoned, companies would be forced to produce their wares in America, using American workers paid a substantial wage. Most economists disagree, arguing that even if these policies were feasible, they would raise prices and lower living standards. Another crucial element of Sessions' worldview was his sense of resentment against elites. He saw what he called Wall Street geniuses and masters of the universe as out of touch with his working-class constituents' lives. He was extraordinarily consistent, says Josh Holmes, a former chief of staff to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, and sort of the opposite of a Chamber of Commerce Republican. Although his crusades were often lonely, Sessions could be effective. In 2013, when a bill providing a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants had support from powerful advocates across the political spectrum, Sessions was its loudest critic. He couldn't keep it from passing the Senate, but successfully led the charge to stop it in the House. The conservative National Review dubbed him amnesty's worst enemy. If many of Sessions' colleagues regarded him as a gadfly, a growing faction of the hard right came to see him as a hero. The nationalist views he's espoused attracted the attention of Breitbart.com and its then-chairman, Stephen Bannon. At a time when many Republicans thought only a message of moderation could win back the White House, Bannon, who would go on to become Trump's chief campaign and White House strategist, was inspired by Sessions' insistence that restricting immigration and trade could be a political winner. As Sessions wrote in a 2012 memo to his colleagues, this humble and honest populism, in contrast to the Obama administration's cheap demagoguery, would open the ears of millions who have turned away from our party.